Word of the Lord from John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. All things were created through Him, and apart from Him, not one thing was created that had been created. Life was in Him, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, yet the darkness did not overcome it. He was in the world, and the world was created through Him. Yet the world did not recognize Him. He came to His own, and His own people did not receive Him. But to all who did receive Him, He gave them the right to be children of God, to those who believe in His name, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of men, but of God. The Word became flesh and took up residence among us. We observed the glory as the one and only Son from the Father, full of grace. Riddle me this. How do you carry something that you cannot handle? How do you crave something that you cannot see? Jesus said, John 8:12, then Jesus spoke to them and said, I am the light of the world. Anyone who follows me will never walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life. You and I can carry light. Jesus said, in fact, you are the light of the world, Matthew 5:14. You are the light of the world that I've called out of darkness to shine before men. Each of us has the capability to carry light. How brightly it shines depends upon how close we stay to the source of life. The Bible records in John chapter 1, verses 4 to 5 that we just read that Jesus is the source of light and life. Life was in Him, and that life was the light of men. That light shines in the darkness, yet the darkness did not overcome it. What does the Bible mean that life was the light of men? Life is obviously what makes humanity be. But where does life come from? The Bible says it comes from the Word. The Word who was and is God, and was from the very beginning, in whom all things were created and have been and will be created. The Bible says light came into the world to give life to a world that would not receive the light nor reflect the light. Therefore, those in the world lacked both life and light. The 21st of December was the night when we celebrate the winter solstice according to the Gregorian calendar. The winter solstice is a time of year when we look forward to, because it is a time when our nights begin to become shorter and the day becomes longer. It is the time when light begins to push back the darkness. It is the turning point when the heavens declare light the conqueror over darkness. Winter solstice is a celebration that light does not overcome the darkness. Isn't it not interesting that on the night that we celebrate the winter solstice, God Himself saw it fit to put two planets together in our sky and declare darkness does not overcome the light? Would it interest you to know that our modern society did not always follow the Gregorian calendar? No, we actually followed the Julian calendar at one point, for a long time, in fact. And do you know what happened what day the winter solstice fell on. The 25th of December. The day that we celebrate and remember Jesus' birth. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not overcome it. Christmas is the celebration of light piercing our darkness. God's light, Jesus, coming to us to enlighten our lives. God himself calls us out of the darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2:9. The incarnation is God himself moving into our neighborhood to offer us his life for our light. Jesus testified, "Have I been among you all this time without you knowing me, Philip? The one who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'?" The light of life is God himself in Jesus Christ, the divine Son, who entered our world to push back the darkness by his wonderful life given on the cross so men might have the light of God in their souls, receiving eternal life. Jesus came to drive out the darkness by and through the light of his life. How do I receive his light? By simply professing your belief in him and your desire to follow him, confessing your wrongs, our wrongs, our shortcomings to him, and thus receiving his forgiveness. Because we all have fallen short of the perfection of God. And we are, or were, living in darkness. Jesus would encourage us to do these three things. One, accept his light. Two, reflect his light. And three, live his light. Are you sharing his light or the darkness? How do we carry his light? The prophet Isaiah, ministering to God's children who had intentionally and unintentionally turned away from God, said this upon the people's inquiry. Isaiah 58:10, "And if you offer yourselves to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted one, then your light will shine in the darkness, and your night will be like noonday." Verse 8, "Then your light will appear like the dawn, and your recovery will become quickly. Your righteousness will go before you, and the Lord's glory will be your rear guard." And finally, verse 11, "The Lord will always lead you, satisfy you in a parched land, and strengthen your bones. You will be like a watered garden and like a spring whose waters never run dry." How do you carry something that you can't handle? How do you carry the light of Jesus in a world of darkness? One, you live selflessly. It's not about me, but it's about others. Jesus came and gave his life on the cross because he loved us so. But also, as importantly, he actually decided to come to the earth to live in our neighborhood, to identify with us fully and walk as we fully did, Emmanuel, God with us, to give his life so we would have light. Secondly, do not fear the things of men. Do not fear the things of men, because who is ultimately in control? God is in control. He is in control of our time, of our days. He says we cannot lengthen our days or our time by anything that we do, because he is the great I Am. He is the one that determines our time, our days. If we live for Christ, who do we have to fear? No one. And thirdly, finally, we carry the light of Jesus into a dark world by following the Word, by living the Word, by reflecting the Word, and by accepting the Word. Carry the light of the world this Christmas. Carry the light of Christ to the world this Christmas. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.